Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You are listening to Claret and Blue, an Aston Villa podcast brought to you by Birmingham Live.
Hello, welcome back to the Claret and Blue podcast. My name is Dan Ronitz and I'm joined this morning by Ashley Priest. Ash, it's been ages since you moved on one of these. How are things?
Yeah, I mean, you've been busy, haven't you? Changing the nappies and all sorts, just a bit. So I'm all good, mate. Fine, Villa rocking and rolling as well. So all's good in the Villa camp.
The more you talk about kind of the system and where we're going forward and the points per game and all these different things, it's exciting times, isn't it? And we're certainly heading in the right direction. Somebody that's been a key part of that under Unai Emery and hopefully going forwards, if your opinion is to be believed, is Ollie Watkins. Now, today is a kind of mini episode. It's going to be all about him, his upturning form, the England snub from Gareth Southgate and his long-term Aston Villa future. We'll start with his form. Now, I remember reading something from yourself over Christmas or the start of the season, whenever it was, about him having extra coaching for his finishing. Was that in the summer? I think it was. You like to see hard work rewarded, don't you? If someone's putting the extra minutes in on the training pitch, you want to see them playing better football. Ollie Watkins' case, scoring loads of goals.
Yeah, totally, mate. I think he looked to address that in the summer. His first season was the one, wasn't it, Dan? He signed big money. Dean Smith's top signing. Had a great season playing with Grealish, Ross Barkley for the earlier months. And he got 14 goals, debut season in 37 games. Very good. Last season wasn't as great, was he? 11 in 35. His form dipped off a little bit, missing a lot of chances, backing to score. Missed a lot of one-on-ones. Didn't look confident in front of goal. He really went out and bought Danny Ings, and Ings was showing in the way to finish and stuff like that. And even at the start of this season, I think Danny Ings was outperforming Watkins. But as soon as Ings has gone, Watkins just looked like a totally different player. I think he's relishing this main man role he's got under Unai Emery. Unai Emery backed him. He basically said to Danny Ings, you can go. I want you as my number one, Ollie. Yeah, 6 goals in 8 games, wasn't it? I think it is now. Not many in better form in the Premier League right now. He did that 5-5 run, didn't he? Couldn't break the 6-6, could he? And that chance against Palace, wasn't it? Huge chance. So he'd be kicking himself about that one. Likewise against Bournemouth, I think he had a great chance going one-on-one with Neto. He should have bent it round him instead of going for that audacious little chip. But it just shows you the confidence he's in at the moment, Dan. It really does. Yeah. He's great form. He looks a man really in confident form as well. The way he's going past players, the way he's backing himself. He gave Jack Stevens a torrid time at the weekend against Bournemouth. I like the way he's speaking as well, Dan. I really do. Even in the conversation we've had with him in the tunnel, he fancies himself against any striker now. He wants to score in every game. A goal a game he's targeting. He did laugh when he said that, but he fancies him to do that with the chances he's getting now. So, man in form, man on fire for me. And shame he didn't get that England call-up because he deserved it.
Yeah, we'll come back to that England snub in a moment. It's a classic word, isn't it? A snub when a player knows against him. It's a good journalist word, that. The kind of upturning form and the Danny Ings situation, I guess, is what you can put it down to. And it's nice to see a player, again, like I said at the beginning, to see a player who puts in hard work get rewarded. A player that backs themselves and is backed by the manager actually go on to deliver, because some players could go, okay, well, I've got no competition in Danny Ings now. I can take it easy. So to score 5-5 and 6-8 and hopefully another, 4 or 5 for the rest of the season, it'd be nice to get close to that 14 mark or go past it even. It's good to see a player not buckle under the pressure of now being told you're the main man.
Ollie Watkins is not one to rest on his laurels. I mean, he was playing for Western Supermare not so long ago. And for him to be on the journey he's been on, Exeter, Brentford, Villa, it just shows you he won't rest until he's the very best he can be. So, the improvements have been staggering. They really have. He's got that little bit of confidence, a swagger to it in the final third now, given some of these finishes we've seen. So, long may it continue. Watkins, you have to drag him off the training pitches. According to Emery, he's constantly having a bag of balls and grabbing the 21's keeper. Got half an hour. I'll roll some balls at you. It's hard work is paying off. The extra training he had in the summer, the constant extras he's doing. Jacob Ramsey spoke about him last week, saying his mentality is incredible. Watkins, he's played with him for a couple of years now, and just, okay, he misses a chance, on to the next one. The best is yet to come from Ollie, I believe that. As Emery said in his last press conference, okay, the England snub was a disappointment, but mark my words, he'll be in this England team in the future.
So there's 11 games left for Watkins now, obviously, if he stays fit and he's selected every game, which you would assume he would be. I think it's his 100th Premier League game for Villa against Leicester in a couple of weeks when, you know, like I said, if he plays in the ones before that. He's got 9 goals this season in the Premier League and 5 assists. Obviously, like you mentioned at the start, it was 14 and 5 assists in his first season. So he needs another, 5 to match that, 6 to beat it.
Fancy in big time. Some good home fixtures as well.
Sorry to interrupt. What's interesting with Watkins this season compared to seasons gone by is that there was periods where he would score a couple of goals in one game and then go a few games without scoring. That's little run since January or since Ings left. I think he was on 3 goals in the Premier League before Ings left. He's now on 9. That was 1 goal a game, wasn't it, in each game. It could be that Watkins hasn't scored in the last couple, but then scores a brace against Forest in a couple of weeks or a hat-trick against Leicester in a couple of weeks and propels his targets, his goal targets that kind of way. He hasn't done that this season when he has done that before.
Yeah, targets have been smashed, hopefully. And Villa fans have always craved this 20-goal-a-season striker. This one who can bang him in like Benteke. I think Watkins is that man now. He had his dip off last season, as we know, as Villa did under Dean Smith. And at the start of the season, it wasn't quite happening. But yeah, with Ings going now and not being another one there to really push him, he's pushing himself in that sense. Yeah, I think he could easily become this 20-goal-a-season striker moving forward. And given the way Emery's playing, that patient build-up, the chances are going to come. Buendia's getting into great positions now to slip him in on goal. I think, yeah, he's going to be huge for Villa moving forward. And like you say, I mentioned it before, I think a new contract should be there for him. He hasn't had one yet since signing, so I'll give him a new contract, build around him. You just see what Villa doing this summer, though, Dan, in terms of this experience number 9. Yeah. They're after in January. They did want one. Watkins has almost seen that as a challenge. Okay, then. You want to sign a new striker? Okay, I'll show you.
As most footballers, it's a confidence thing as well, isn't it? Like you said, they mentioned the Bournemouth game, the chance that he went to kind of dink over, and the one later in the game where he just absolutely rasped it in from the corner of the box with a ferocious hit. A player not in confident form doesn't even attempt those kind of finishes. It's a meat kind of grass roller back to the goalkeeper and shrug of the shoulders and back to the halfway line you go. But he's really kind of taken it the other way. I thought, you know what, I can score in every game. And I will score in every game. You know, there's loads of times on the podcast this season, even we've spoken, maybe not you specifically, I have, we've spoken about, maybe he's not the long-term future for Villa because he needs 5 chances before he even scores one. And that was a problem back then as well, because we weren't creating so many chances. Now, if we're creating 6-7 chances a game and Ollie Watkins gets 2 or 3, he's probably going to score one of them. The kind of overall record of him, I think, like I said, approaching his 100th game, what's that, 34 goals now, if my maths correct off those numbers you've put there? 34 goals in what, 98 games, 99 games, 97 games, whatever it is, 1 in 3? I mean, what more do we expect from where Villa have been over the last 3 years, effectively? We're mid-table. Your striker scores 1 in 3. Part for the course, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. But just another thing about his mentality as well. He spoke about having a life coach this season as well. Because his mentality has been in question before, going through one-on-one, going through the dry spells he's had. Yourself, I think I've pointed the finger at him before as well, saying, he's not the one, you know. But now, he's really focused on becoming the best, and just the little sort of tweaks he's making behind the scenes and having this life coach to bounce off in between games. It's all coming together now. And like you said, that 1 in 3, I can only see that improving as well. 1 in 2 later down the line. So he's doing a lot of things right on and off the field, Ollie. We'll roll out this new contract sooner rather than later, I believe. And a fantastic strike we've got on our hands here. And hopefully, with the summer we'll have, he'll have more Arsenal around him. I'd fancy him for 20 next season. I know I'm probably getting carried away a little bit, but given what we've seen on a weekly basis now, yeah, you won't back against that.
Let's talk about the England snub then. Gareth Southgate snubs Ollie Watkins and Tyrone Mings, but this is an Ollie Watkins podcast, but could say the same things about Tyrone Mings, to be honest. I think it's a shame that neither of them are in there. I think me and John did a show a couple of weeks ago now, knowing the England squad was coming up, saying, oh, Watkins is a shoe-in for it. He'll definitely be in there. Oh, we'll have to clip this out in a few weeks and look really clever. Yeah, now look at us both. I thought he was nailed on there. Rashford's going to be in there because of his form. Kane's the obvious one. Foden, Grealish, etc. are the usual names. But I thought Watkins was nailed on just because of form and the things Gareth Southgate has said in previous seasons about, you know, pick players on form and giving players different chances. You think, oh, yeah, Watkins must be in there. He's not in there. We're kind of all disappointed, which we'll come on to in a second, whether that's right to feel disappointed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Then you see people like Calvin Phillips in there who's played 56 minutes this season. Minutes. It's very harsh on Ollie Watkins, is my overriding thought. From a Villa perspective and from a fan perspective, I'm not that bothered because I'd rather him have a couple of weeks under Unai Emery perfecting it and having extra training sessions and banging goals in at Bodymore Heath, ready to come back for the Chelsea game and score a couple against them and beat them. But to not get in your national side when you're on the form that Ollie Watkins is in, that's got to hurt. It's got to be disappointing.
Yeah, he will be disappointed, Ollie. He loves going away with England. You'd have him in there, 100%. But I think his early season form has gone against him here. I think Tony's got 16 goals anyway.
Tony's not in the early season anymore with the form that he's in now, so it's madness.
It's sad that, isn't it? It doesn't really like Villa in that sense. But I don't think Watkins will be too disheartened. I think he'll have a break with the family. Go on holiday, bonus. He ain't going to play much anyway across the two games with Harry Kane leading the line. Rashford, he ain't going to drop Rashford anytime soon. Saka's in form. Given Southgate's system. So he'll be going there. It's the training time, isn't it? It's that little training with the elite for the few days. It just brings your game on, doesn't it? That's what he'll be missing out on. But in terms of game time, he wouldn't be playing much anyway at all.
If Watkins plays 5 minutes over the two games, yeah.
I know.
It's not worth going, but he's got the training time. It's a different experience. It's the pride of being picked for your national team. You're rewarded for your club form, is how I would see it. I'd now be thinking, Christ, I've scored 6 and 7 for Villa and I still don't get in. What chance have I got under this manager? But that's not really Watkins' problem. It's a Southgate problem. But you're right. I'd rather him, like you said, have a couple of days off, back to Villa Park, back to Bodymore, back with his mate Unai, and prepare for Chelsea as best as possible. And the disappointment of England will soon be wiped out if he hits double figures in the first game back. Double figures for the season. Scores 10 goals against Chelsea, be all right. Gets 10 goals for the season with a goal against Chelsea and come out fighting for the back 10 games of the season for Villa and prove in the summer. Oh, yeah, you should have picked me.
Yeah, recharge the batteries now, Ollie. It'd be my message. But come and try and prove Southgate wrong and come on strong as opposed to going the other way. Feeling sorry for yourself. I should have been in. I'll know, overthinking things. And it could be laser vision now, laser focus going into the final batch of fixtures to really prove a point. Get your goals tally up and end the season in style and say, oh, you've got to pick me now, Gareth. Do it that way, so which would be the benefit of Villa, and I can see him doing that. I really can.
Let's talk about his long-term Aston Villa future then. As I said on this podcast, there'll be parts even during this season and going back to last season that he didn't have the form he did of his first year, that maybe Ollie Watkins isn't the guy to lead the line for Villa going forward. Maybe he'd be better pulled out on the left and having a proper number nine up there. These were the conversations we were having at one point. I mean, Villa have done well with the other players chipping in as well, which has helped, as well as Ollie Watkins' form since January. It's interesting that you said at the start that his contract runs out in 2025, and that's the contract he signed in the summer of 2020, which off the top of my head, it feels like probably isn't right, but most of the players that have signed since then have had a second contract. Martinez has had one, Mings has had one, Luiz has had one, Cash had one. So I don't know whether there's anything in that we've tried to get Watkins to commit again, but it hasn't worked. He's had a couple of managers, so maybe they've got to assess him before the contract comes out, because Gerrard might have had doubts, or Emery had doubts at the beginning. We did a show the other day where we were talking about Cameron Archer, and that John said that he wouldn't be around Villa next season because you've got Watkins, Duran, and we'll sign another striker. And a few comments said, it's bold of you to assume that Watkins will still be here next season. We need to get rid of him and cash in. I wouldn't want to get rid of Watkins. I still think he's got a job to do, whether he's the starter or not, because he offers something different and he works in an Emery side. He fits the profile of what Emery needs to have someone with a pace and work rate and to work hard. I think you're spot on. I wouldn't be surprised if the England snub gets kind of battered away by a couple of goals to end the season, then a new contract till 2027-2028.
Needs a new contract for me. I think he deserved one. I asked Emery about that about a week ago now. He said, we haven't spoken about that yet. Given Villa have just recently handed one to Tyro Mings, I think he had 18 months left on his. So there's still 2 years left on Ollie, so there's no rush whatsoever there. But yeah, given the upturning form, I think the challenge for him now is to continue that. And if you do, he's a bumper new pay rise for you. He's your new contract. And we're going to next season firing on all cylinders. So yeah, I think the contract talks will start happening in the background now, given his form. He totally deserves one. Like you say, Dan, I think he's the only one that hasn't had a new one yet, kind of thing. Ollie signed his five-year deal in 2020. He's got 2 years left now. So I think he'll be the next one to commit. I'll be all for that.
It's also a message to any potential suitors that want to buy him as well. Yes, he's got 2 years running out, but we value him. He's now going to have a two-year contract extension. If you want him, it's another 20 million because his contract's longer.
Like I say, I think a few weeks ago, I think given Watkins on fire, there's talk of Arsenal coming in for him. You start to worry a little bit then, don't you? Given he's an Arsenal fan as a boy, he spoke about dreaming to play for Arsenal. Yeah, that's what new contracts do. Fend off the opposition teams and, commit your long-term future.
So overall, end-to-end, to summarise, you're an Ollie Watkins fan. I couldn't put it that way.
I was a critic of his for a long time, to be honest, given the chance he'd miss and given the chance Danny Ings would score, for example. Very similar chances, and just, I think Ings has scored 9 times out of 10, whereas Watkins had missed a few. It really infuriated me, and you're thinking, is he this 20-goal-a-season striker Villa need now? And you do have your question marks around it. He was doing a lot of work outside of the 18-yard box and chasing down lost causes, and when it came to the being one-on-one, he's often tired of rushing at it, whereas now I think Emery's got him. Stay in between the posts. Don't move. Conserve your energy into the finish. And he's doing that now. So, he's turned me. He's won me around, Dan. He really has. I was quite critical of Watkins. I think if Villa want to get into Europe, he's not the man. But I'll take a slow as a humble pie here and say, do you know what? He is now.
I've been a critic of his as well. I'm sure some of the things we've said about him will come out again, because that's what happened in football. There will be games where he has 4 or 5 good chances and he doesn't score. If you have to put a number on it, I keep glancing over there at the stats he put on the side. 26 games played so far, 9 goals, 5 assists, which is already equals his best for Villa as well. If you have to put a number on goals scored by the end of the season, so there's 11 Villa games left. Watkins has played 26, so if he plays all of them, 37 game season, how many goals does he finish on?
I've got 17. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think you'd go that high. You've thrown me there. I thought you'd say you might match 14, which is what I'm going to say. I think 5 more goals from 11
I think he'll
games.
Break it. I don't know. Pop's got McLaren blue specs on there, but I think he'll break it. I think he'll go past 14.
Well, if he's averaging overall 1 every 3, there's 11 games left, he's only going to score another 4 at most. I'd like him to at least match that 14 season, and you know, that will be his best season for, with him being on 5 assists already, back him to get another assist or 2 as well. So if he gets 14 goals and 6 or 7 assists, it's a good going from Watkins, given that the first half of the season was pretty much a write-off for everybody, really. But Watkins in particular, to get to January with only 3 goals would have been very, very disappointing. So to end on 14, 15 is some going in the second half. So yeah, huge. Long may it continue. Cheers, Ash, for your time for this little kind of episode on Ollie Watkins. I'm all over the place now. Funnily enough, when we do these live, I tend to make less mistakes. When we're doing it pre-recorded, it must be because I know I can cut them out. I'll just fluff my lines all the time.
Must be.
But Ash, thanks for your time. As always, get involved in the comment section as you've done in recent weeks. Do you think Watkins deserves a new deal? That's my question. Leave it in the comments below. Thanks everyone for watching, and we'll see you again in a few days.
Thank you for listening to Claret and Blue, an Aston Villa podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, then please do let us know. We love hearing your feedback. We'll be back soon with another episode, but until then, up the Villa.